to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, it's gossip time. What's going on today?
All right, I'm really upset with TMZ because, you know, they send me alerts if Kim Kardashian has a hangnail. But I did not get an alert today about Cardi B and Offset divorcing.
Yeah, they've been together since early 2017. We're not sure, but it was a secret marriage somewhere around September of 2017. They have a daughter named Culture. And now, I guess after a couple of years together, they are going their separate ways.
Yeah, she said they grew out of love. Some people are saying, well, it could be a publicity stunt because they do have some stuff coming out. But let's see, 2 days ago, some texts were revealed of Offset trying to hook up a threesome when his wife was pregnant.
Well,
CBS hired attorneys, OMG, who completed an investigation into more than a dozen sexual misconduct allegations against Les Moonves. And boy, do they find out some interesting things.
Well, yeah, apparently up to four CBS employees were on call whenever he wanted to get busy.
Yeah.
And apparently there was one on call all the time.
Yeah.
Apparently there was some monetary things exchanged too. So this could cost him his $120 million severance package.
Yes.
For getting his package worked on. Now apparently this happened before and just after he joined CBS in 1995. Apparently all this ended around 2004. When he married his current wife, Julie Chen, and all this activity stopped.
I don't buy that.
You're
I'm sorry. If
okay.
he was that kind of dirty doing that stuff, he didn't stop doing that.
I have a hard time believing that, too.
Yeah. Kevin Hart's going to be hosting the Oscars.
Yeah, the 91st Academy Awards coming up on February 24th is going to be on NBC.
And the Golden Globe nominations come out tomorrow. The award season is coming up. And the Grammy nominations, they were supposed to be announced today, but because of Bush's funeral, they held off and they're going to do it on Friday for the Grammys.
All right, sounds good.
Yep. Layla Ali accidentally hit an elderly man. Uh-oh.
Apparently, she was driving through a shopping parking lot and hit an elderly man, but she is cooperating with the police.
Was she texting and driving?
Oh, boy, I hope not, because I remind you guys every morning and afternoon not to do that, so hopefully not.
Us Weekly is saying that Khloe Kardashian is trying for baby number two. Come on.
With Tristan Thompson?
Yeah, the cheater. And Shark, I am so disappointed, and I know you won't be able to sleep tonight. The Kardashian Christmas card is not happening this year.
What?
No, they're not doing
what
it.
What happened?
I guess Kris Jenner says she's tired of getting her family together with all their schedules. There's no Christmas card. Oh, no.
Wow. It's kind of like the Grinch stealing Christmas from all the people in Whosville. It just won't be the same.
And finally, Forbes released the list of the 30 highest paid musicians and bands. And I'll give you the top three. Ed Sheeran was $110 million.
Whoa.
Number two is Coldplay, $115.5
million. Yep.
And number one was somebody that we had at the beach house this summer.
U2?
Yes, U2. Pulled in $118 million.
And they've been doing that for like 30 years. So.
I know.
Can you imagine their bank accounts?
Oh, I'd love to have that bank account, Sharky. Even just like... just a little tiny bit of it.
Oh. Yeah, baby. I desire all that cash too, Gina J.
Yes.
It'd be nice.
I can't believe we had them at the beach house this year.
It is amazing.
I was like, what? And then Sting.
And Sal Haney's good friends with Bono. So
I know.
There's a great connection there.
Yes.
I mean, Bono writes some letters and everything.
Oh, how sweet.
It really is. There's some sort of bromance going on there with our big boss, Steve Sal Haney. So. Hey, good for both of them, man. They're doing very well, and what a career, man. It's been over 30 years. They're still breaking it in.